quick overview of Pressbooks, which is a new software that I've been working on for a little while. And it is an open source web ebook publishing tool built on WordPress. So the idea was to take WordPress, which is a great content management system, and adapt it to adapt the admin to a book production workflow, and it's done through a plugin and then some other kind of stuff that we built on top of that. It generates clean and well-formatted books in multiple formats, so EPUB, I'll get that to that in a second. I think it also makes for a better editorial workflow to get teams of either authors or editors or whatever to work together online so that the book creation process and the book itself lives on the web and its various export formats are kind of up to whatever you want to do with it. So right now we're exporting in web, obviously, HTML, EPUB, which is the open format for ebooks, print-on-demand ready PDF, and that's a lie now because since I first did the presentation, we've spent more than a Sunday afternoon on it, but we're using a LaTeX system to generate PDFs. And we also export into InDesign Ready XML, but we go into any kind of design software that will ingest something like XML. And that would be my demo.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the front page. And right now it's closed for, so you need an invite code to get in. Happy to give away invite codes to anyone wants one. So I guess I'll leave my email or whatever, and let me know. And I'll just quickly go through this, and then Christine's going to talk about an actual application. So this is sort of the front page. We've got a cover, a bit of metadata about the book. Down here is stuff like ISBN and all the other kind of metadata that you might want to have, copyright licenses, keywords and tags, etc. Page. This is about the book, so we have a metadata page that pulls and populates the metadata about the authors as well. We're pulling actually from the, a bio, so we pull from the user profiles within, within WordPress. And then we built kind of a, we basically took away all the junk and just said, if you're reading long form text, you don't want to be distracted, so we took all that away and built just a really nice reading view. So that's what it looks like there. Forward. And then here's with the new styling. It's WordPress, so you can do whatever you can do on the blog. That's my daughter Beatrice. Table of contents, go to section 3, etc. And then I'll just show you quickly what the admin interface looks like. So again, within the WordPress admin, we stripped away all the bloggy stuff and just left the important things for book creation, which is the content itself, the metadata associated with it, users, and media. And then we're kind of going to iterate on top of that, but we wanted to get it down to the base system. That's our metadata page, which is stuff about the book, title, subtitle, authors, ISBN, language, copyright, license, etc. And that is kind of a rough draft. We haven't really settled on that yet. This is the admin panel for the book itself. So again, we've kind of taken inspiration from how WordPress works, but made it more bookish. So we're not talking about posts or dates or anything like that. You can move your chapters around. You can edit them as you would a normal WordPress setup. Here's what it looks like when you're editing. And here we also have something called front matter, and we made some custom post types, so abstract, acknowledgement, introduction, etc. And we'll add some back matter to that as well, so glossary and whatever else you might have. Export formats, we do EPUB, we do print ready PDF, and InDesign XML, but again, that could be any kind of XML output that you would like. Here is this EPUB being by the IBIS reader, which is a wonderful HTML5-based ebook reader. And you can just see that how it renders in here. And the valid EPUBs are valid as long as you've got valid HTML within your WordPress. And then the last thing I will show is just, we haven't really optimized the PDF export yet, but it's working pretty well. We're using a LaTeX engine, which everyone knows LaTeX is this kind of wonderful tool that's been around forever, well tested, and so we generate a fairly nice looking book here, which hasn't really been optimized for design and stuff. So that's Pressbooks, and I will pass things over to Christine to talk about an actual project that she's working on. So the answer is we use Wiki Publisher, which takes our output. We generate something called Wiki Book Markup, which is a document markup, and then we're using the Wiki Publisher LaTeX engine, and I don't even know which flavor of LaTeX engine is in there. But that's a separate open source project, but we're running that on our own servers at the moment. And there's lots of Perl in between, which scares me. There was another question there. No? Are you ready to go?
Yeah,
it works. Did you press the button on top? Does it work?
Hello?
No.
Now it's working. Okay, so I've published a few dozen books for researchers, mostly international development projects. They're long, they're expensive. I calculate that they cost altogether with print about $20,000 each. This is sort of like a quick view of what they look like. And so I would like to make that workflow much less expensive and much less painful. And also, in academia and in international development, we're a little slow to catch up, so we're just kind of figuring out now that there's this EPUB thing. So
it's not slow.
Okay. So for me, what's interesting about wow, that's really big.
Looks like the mobile thing.
So this is a project that I'm working on using Pressbooks. What's interesting about this for me is that I can take the raw file from the researcher and I can put it into Pressbooks, and it forces me to have a discussion with them about how, like, the levels of headers. I will get things with like five levels of headers and bullet lists within bullet lists. So it forces me to get a discussion going where we're structuring the text better ahead of time, and that just saves a lot of time and a lot of stress. And therefore, the editing can happen in Pressbooks. Hugh already gave you an overview. So this would be like the dashboard. This is metadata. Sorry, my screen is all. So here you see you've got like the front matter. Hugh already gave you a summary of how you could move that around. Again, you can just go in and edit the chapter. I have to close out of here to get to my next thing. And for me, the beautiful thing is that I could just push this button. When we're done, please work. Yeah. I have one that's already done. So I can't even, like, so I just pushed a button and I got, you know, a pretty decently done book. So very exciting for me and my team. And that's pretty much it. Thanks.
Any questions? Yes.
So this is actually a question, and I think I actually told this to you about 2 years ago, but it bears repeating. Thank you so much for LibriVox.
Oh.